Modern medicine considers it normal to lose up to 50% of your kidney function as you get older. Are you okay with that? Because I'm not. Hi, everybody. My name's Sandy, and today I'm going to talk to you about declining kidney function and herbs that can help protect, strengthen, and cleanse your kidneys. This episode is available as a blog post, a YouTube video, and a podcast, so you can get this information in your favorite format. Please make sure you subscribe so you don't miss out on future episodes. If you know of someone who might benefit from this information, please share this episode with them. I'd like to help out as many folks as possible with this information, so if you could help me spread the word, that would be awesome. And if this episode has been helpful to you, please consider making a donation by buying me a cup of coffee. There's a link to do that in the description below, and your support is very much appreciated. First of all, for the disclaimer that I'm required to tell you, the statements made here in this episode have not been evaluated by the FDA, and this is not intended to diagnose, prescribe, recommend, or offer medical treatment. Please check with your healthcare practitioner to see if the options I've outlined in this episode may be suitable for your particular case. Your doctor knows your case. Not only can they give you a proper diagnosis, but they'll also tell you if an herb may be harmful to you because of other medicine that you're taking. My doctor, whenever I talk to her about herbs I'm thinking of taking, will generally say, it can't hurt to try it. So please check with your doctor. Okay, now let's get down to it. Kidney function can decline as much as 30% even by the time you reach 50. Around 33 million Americans currently have kidney disease, and a very large percentage of additional people don't even know they have it because symptoms don't usually show up until you're at stage 3, and by that time you're already very sick. Kidney disease, even in its early stages, can cause cognitive impairment such as dementia and delirium, but kidney disease also causes changes in motor function, depression, and mood and sleep disturbances. Recent studies have shown kidney disease can contribute to bone disorders such as osteoporosis, and even though it has been thought for many years that diabetes can cause kidney disease, the opposite has recently been proven. Kidney disease can cause diabetes. So what do the kidneys do? The kidneys are responsible for filtering all of the blood in your body an amazing 60 times per day. But when they're overloaded with toxins and get damaged, they're no longer able to perform their job correctly, and the toxins just build up and make us sicker. Our kidneys filter out the byproducts of metabolism, such as ammonia, urea, uric acid, creatinine, industrial toxins such as heavy metals, and excess nutrients from food and vitamins that we take, such as salt, vitamin C, and the B vitamins. Even though the kidneys are very good at purging the toxins from our blood, it may be hard for the kidneys to pass those toxins into the urine, so they start to accumulate and cause damage to the kidneys, or the toxins may even be reabsorbed back into our bloodstream. Here are some of the toxins that could build up in the kidneys and what those toxins do to your body. Ammonia causes muscle weakness and fatigue. Left untreated, this can affect your brain, causing changes in cognitive function such as confusion, dementia, and delirium. Urea causes extreme fatigue, leg cramps, reduced appetite, headaches, and trouble concentrating. Uric acid causes urate crystals to accumulate in your joints, such as with gout and osteoarthritis. Creatinine causes high blood pressure and fluid retention or swelling. Heavy metals such as cadmium, chromium, lead, mercury, platinum, and uranium are all nephrotoxic, meaning that they cause kidney damage. Cadmium is found in high phosphate fertilizers used for conventional farming of tobacco, soybeans, and rice. Mercury is found mostly in silver fillings that you get from your dentist, but also in larger and older fish. New to nature molecules that are damaging to the kidneys include fluorinated hydrocarbons such as Teflon. Another new to nature molecule, glyphosate, is a weed killer commonly used in conventional farming and in weed killing products used around the home, such as Roundup. Glyphosate can actually leach into the well water that we drink. NSAIDs, non-steroidal anti-inflammatories such as acetaminophen, aspirin, ibuprofen, and naproxen have now all been shown to cause kidney damage when used chronically. Excessive consumption of salt and phosphates from processed foods overloads the kidneys and impairs their ability to eliminate other toxins. So what can be done about this? First and foremost, drink more water, at least 6 to 8 glasses per day. I'm sure you've all heard that one before, and that's because it's really important. But on the other hand, you don't want to drink too much water because that just makes your kidneys work harder to process it all. So try to get that 6 to 8 glasses of water per day. Secondly, be more aware of the foods we eat. Reduce consumption of processed foods which are high in salt and phosphorus. Eat organic fruits and vegetables that were not grown in kidney-damaging fertilizers. Consider changing the products we use in and around our homes. Use more natural cleaners, pesticides, and weed killers that do not contain kidney-harming chemicals. And you can also get some help from the following herbs. Beetroot increases blood flow to the kidneys. Ginger increases blood flow to the kidneys and to the rest of your body. Ginger also decreases inflammation and reduces oxidative stress on your kidneys. Ginger has actually been proven to offer protection to the kidneys from cadmium. Grape seed reduces oxidative stress on the kidneys and has been shown to improve your GFR, your glomerular infiltration rate, and proteinuria. Corn silk reduces oxidative stress on the kidneys, offers protection from toxins, and helps to repair kidney function. It has been shown to reduce urea and creatinine levels. Marshmallow root adds mucilage to the urinary system to soothe inflammation and adds nourishment and protection to mucous membranes. Marshmallow root actually binds with toxins in the kidneys, kind of soaks them up like a sponge, which makes them easier to flush out in the urine. Marshmallow root is a gentle diuretic herb, diuretic meaning that it increases urine flow, and therefore not as irritating to the kidneys as other diuretic herbs, but its use should be limited to no more than 3 weeks with a long break in between uses. Herbs that you should not use for your kidneys. Juniper berry, and that includes anything in the juniper species. Juniper is an excellent diuretic herb, but it's also very irritating to the kidneys and in some ways may make kidney conditions worse. Other diuretic herbs include parsley, dandelion leaf, and goldenrod, and these are usually included in some of the kidney cleansing formulas that you can buy online. These are also diuretic herbs and irritating to the kidneys, and if used at all, they should be limited to only 1 week at a time with a long break between uses. So from my personal experience, I do take ginger root and grape seed every day, and I take marshmallow root for about 2 to 3 weeks out of every 2 to 3 months. I have noticed a significant reduction in the amount of headaches I get. There have been times in the past when I would experience headaches on a daily basis, but I rarely get them now. And when I do, I know it's time to start taking the marshmallow root again. My blood pressure has also been reduced just a little bit, and I have less pain in my knees and my hips now. I don't think it was actually to arthritis stage yet, but maybe just cleared up some minor deposits in my joints. So yes, lots of benefits to taking proper care of your kidneys and getting all those toxins flushed out. So if you're interested in learning more about the information I've outlined, I've included some links to articles in the description below that you can check out. I hope this information has been helpful to you. If you have any questions or comments, please let me know. And thanks so much for joining me today. Blessings and good health to you all.